Oh, hey. I didn't realize anybody else was out here. I'll just. Are you okay? I don't know, you just seem down, low. You look like you need somebody to talk to, really. And I'm out here. Yeah, I'm your next door neighbor. I don't know if we've really ever met. You probably hear me all the time, but hi, I'm Dungarees, next door neighbor. I didn't quite realize we shared a balcony, but I guess it makes sense. So, what brings you out here on this very fine night? Oh, a date? That's always fun. Was it like somebody you met online or? Oh. Okay, that's not so fun. Sorry, it didn't go well. Was it like a catfish situation or were they kind of like. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to get people's vibes before you actually sit down, isn't it? Yeah, I've been there too. I've had my fair share of really bad dates. There was just one I had, and they just didn't let me talk, like at all. And they didn't let me order for myself. It's wild. That is it, the weirdest thing, too. When I stood up to go to the bathroom, they stood up too, and they followed me to the bathroom, and then they stood guard outside the door. Yeah, they said it was because, like, they wanted to make sure nobody was going to. I don't know. I think they were just, like, really jealous and self-conscious that I was gonna, like, try and ditch them. I would never do that, but I don't know. It really made me want to ditch them. Yeah. Well, so at least you still have a good amount of night left. I mean, if it's bad, at least it ended early. You know, at least you're not still with them, just working on your, I don't know, third appetizer before the entree, and then you still got the dessert course, and oh my gosh, if you're going to see a movie later, oof. But so it couldn't be, it's not all bad, you know? And now you're out here with me, and I am obviously fabulous company. What? Oh, we can turn this into a date. Yeah, I mean, I'm not dating anybody, and I know you're not. And I can guarantee that it will be better than your other date, though it may be more awkward if it doesn't end well, because I am your neighbor, so I guess there's a little. I don't know. Do you want to sit down with me? Yeah. So, you've been living here for a while, right? Yeah, I've seen you around a lot. I don't know. I kind of hear into your apartment a little. I'm sure you hear into mine, but we've got pretty similar taste in music. I don't know if you noticed that. Of course you noticed it. I mean, you did just ask me out on a date, so you must understand that we're pretty compatible. Oh yeah, more than pretty compatible? What do you mean? I mean, Love at first sight is pretty heavy, but I get it. I feel that same pull to you. It's kind of why I didn't move out after they upped our lease. Yeah, it was a lot, but worth it for this date. So, will you tell me about what this first sight was that had you fall in love with me? Really? You can see into my bedroom? Oh. I suppose you can. What was I doing in there? I'd be embarrassed if I hadn't seen the very same thing in your room. They really need to set up these balconies a little better. Otherwise, neighbors are gonna catch neighbors masturbating all the time. So, what do you think? How about you come to my bedroom and you can touch as well as look? Come on in. I suppose neither of us really need our clothes anymore, so let me just get undressed. What do you want to touch first? Do you want to start with how you fell in love with me? Let me lay back in bed. It was just like this, right? Legs spread. My hand rubbing my wet pussy. Get closer. Come on.